strings and trap spot on honest. Get real with all you, just too honest. To some that strip club, I'm just honest. To them all out of the hood, I'm just honest. Look, Mexico for life, I'm just honest. I came up shooting dice, I'm just honest. Name no hat, I'm just honest. Gold bottles on bottles, I'm just honest. 100,000 on watches, I'm just honest. Coops all on coops, I'm just honest.
All right, welcome back to For the Women. You are listening to us on hawkradio.primostream.com. We are an official radio station of HCC. And today is unfortunately going to be our last show for you guys.
Yes, it is.
I know.
I feel like it came and it went by so fast.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm your host, Tyra.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Kai.
So yeah, this was a class. We are in RTV 2560. And this is our last show for our class.
Yes, if anyone wants to take it, I recommend taking this class, especially if you like to be on the radio and just enjoy things along these lines. But I think this was a very good class. And it's definitely like a good learning step into if you want to do radio, like it's definitely a great starter step for what you'll end up doing.
Yeah, especially if you're doing an internship as well. It's just extra practice for you so you can get more comfortable. Just getting more aware of like your topics and everything like that, and just making sure you know what you're talking about before you come on air. But yeah, this semester was
also the soundboard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like learning how to run the soundboard and everything along that. That's a unique skill.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like even if you don't necessarily know what you're going to do, like what you want to do, this is a good class to take because it kind of lets you dip your toe in the water.
Yeah, and I feel like it also, try it out. Yeah, it also opens you up, you know what I'm saying? Right. So, like, because we're in here for an hour, so we have to make that hour, like, you know, you can't just be sitting here listening to
exactly.
crickets. Like, the hour has to be worth it, and it can't just be, like, an hour of just talking about just, you know, lame stuff. Like, you have to keep the viewers listening and interested. So,
yes,
that's the main thing. And to our viewers and listeners, thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
It's been a long year.
It's been a long semester, but we finally made it.
We did.
Yeah. Alrighty, so we are going to be back after this.
And knew who he was. Always like it came from the mud. Looked in his eyes, and I know he wanted a thing off the Tesla. Yes, sir. Now you're falling in love. One under that cap and by booting up. See, I know what it is, I know what it does. Looked in his eyes, and that's what you're trying to do. Cause you knew.
Next one, black truck, that's it. After school, let's study. I put it in your cubby. Half a million on my left wrist. Now I got it all for hustling. I'm street, you love it. I'm trying to down, calling it, trying to down. I just saw you in club, and I was trying to say hi. I love everything in your vibe. Hope you never die. Yeah. Took you long enough, but I'm glad you did. She let me stop reading on music. I'm at the trenches and on riches, Iggy. I spent 400 on the truck just to go in it. I put two R's on side of truck and now she rich rolling. I mix my inside her and it's a good potion.
Cause you know when I walked in, who I was leaving with. Took you long enough to express interest, but it's a good than you did. Oh, you was right or die. Some vibes you can't deny. Told me I'm the type you would slide behind. How could I not make you mine?
All right, welcome back to For the Women. You are listening to us on hawkradio.primostream.com. I'm Tyra.
This is Kayla.
And I'm Kai.
So we are just pretty much going to reminisce about the semester, talk about what shows we liked and what we didn't like. And
talk about, yeah, our highs and our lows, but things outside of the semester too, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, you know, I guess we can get started with our
semester. So what what was one of y'all's favorite shows?
Okay, so boom, I was thinking about this earlier because I was like, okay, I had a few favorite shows. But I think in general, I think my favorite show of all time was Women in Power. Like, no, the Women's Superheroes. I think that was my favorite.
Oh, I was about to say that one too.
But I also loved how we did like women in the music industry and stuff like that. I like that one as well. Like, I love that one because we talked about SZA, Summer Walker, and like just those vibes. Those vibes alone really get me excited. Like, hearing them, I'm like, 10 out of 10. Like, SZA, yeah, it was SZA who just dropped some new songs.
Did she?
Yeah, she dropped some new songs, y'all. I'm like, oh. Okay, I'm loving this. So yeah, I think maybe the Women Superheroes, but I really did like Women in Music as well, so
yeah,
you know.
Gayla?
Honestly, it's gonna have to be the music, the Women in Music, or honestly the last one we did.
Sorry. Why the last one?
Because, like, it was super relatable. That was when we were talking about, like, the relationships and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Yeah.
I like the ones that I feel like other people
I felt like I was, like, interviewing y'all.
No, really.
Yeah.
Like, I was interviewing y'all.
I like that one, though.
Dating norms in this society.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah. See, you're right. Now I'm thinking about it again, and I'm like,
I think I think my favorite one was the superhero one or Women in Power, because I like talking about how women, like, how specific women made a change in society, in the
general,
world too.
I like talking about how women just are doing good, you know. I like lifting I like uplifting women, but also I like whenever women do better than men, of course, because like we realized, like, it's for the women, like, we're for the women, like, we can do it too. And I think that was like our biggest,
we really just snapped though with that name,
right?
That's what we really did.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that, like, our topic for this show was like 10 out of 10, like 8 left no crumbs, literally, because we're showing how this generation and this society is changed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How we're different from 20 years ago. And it was crazy because I was just talking to this lady the other day. We had a meeting and she was talking to me, and I was just telling her how now it's different when it comes to SA compared to back then, because back then they never said anything. Like, who was it? What was his name? There was like the rapper who found out he was messing around with a whole bunch of little girls and doing all that stuff. I was like, it was back then, but and like no one came out about it until now. It was like the 24 girls or 21 girls. It's not Lil Wayne. It's just something like that, though.
Was it Diddy?
Yeah, Diddy.
Diddy's one of them, but there was like another one. I just can't think of his name. But we were just talking about how, like, it's different now in this generation. How women are now, women aren't afraid to speak up now, but it's only because we do things like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're familiar with our voice and we're not afraid to stand up, not just for ourselves, but just for other women in general. And like, we were having that conversation, and I was like, I think it's so crazy though how now, like, that is something that's so it's not viewed a lot, but it's so important to us women, is like just feeling empowered, not even through ourselves, but through other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you see your friend in a relationship and she's just getting dogged. You're like, oh my gosh. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel bad. It's like you feel remorse for her. So I was just telling her that, like, I feel like it's amazing how our viewpoints have changed and standards have changed over the past how many years?
Yeah.
Definitely. And that's exactly why we did for the women.
Exactly.
For the women.
I saw so people can definitely relate to what we're talking about and feel like,
I mean, like, the men can listen too, but this is like them getting tips.
Men need to take notes.
Thank yeah. you. Take okay. notes. So they can feel heard and seen, and
let's go.
Like, they won't be exactly. ignored and exactly. like interrupted or talked over by men.
Exactly.
Or like mansplained. I hate that, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Like, bro, I know what I'm talking about. Please stop.
Oh my goodness. You're right. But I saw something on Instagram the other day, and it was mm-hmm. funny because it was this man, and he was like, my haircut is this much a month. My house payment, my car payment, yada, yada, yada. And he was just listening to them. And he was like, oh, and if we get in a relationship, all that's your problem. And he was like, that's how you women sound, talking about this, this, and this. Remember how we were talking about money the other day? And yeah. we're always like, all of us agreed that I'm fine going 50-50. Hell, yeah. I even pay for my man's food. Like, right. you had a long day at work. Come on, babe. Let me go get you something to eat. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I guess, like, it's weird, though, because it's like the generation did a full, what is it? Not a 360, but a 180, I want to say. So, like, now women aren't depending on men, but it's more so, like, they don't have to. But now they're like, oh, I want it all. I want mm-hmm. no breadcrumb left. Like, I need it all.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't that know. Answer. You win and you lose some. Like, it's like,
yeah.
you know, you take 3 steps forward and we took 85 back. It's like, holy cow, I don't know what's going on here.
Exactly.
But, you know.
It's a no for me.
It's a no for me. Exactly.
It's a no for me, too.
Me, too.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, all of our topics were really good, I think. Especially, like, when we had to specifically find, like, women that we really wanted to talk about.
Yeah, that we definitely, like.
Yeah, I like that.
Me, too.
Because it's, like, we highlighted, like, super important women or super important, like, things we wanted to talk about, which is mm-hmm. really good.
And honestly, one thing I was yeah. thinking about, though, is, like, we can even take half of the, I don't know if you guys have downloaded some of the shows that we've done, but you can even take those and put those in your portfolios, because
yeah.
we honestly, it's not like we have boring topics. Like, I mean, we have very engaging topics yeah. and things like that. But imagine if we had, like, a live stream and people are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or like
would have been lit. I would have been, like, fire. Chat, I'm finna ban her.
Yeah.
Good night.
Like, get out of here.
But if we would have had to, like, be on, like, they could stream and, like, see us, I'd have to get more presentable than yeah. I do every class.
Or maybe even do, like, a podcast.
Yes, people are actively listening. Saying, podcast. That'd yeah. be so fun. But honestly, though, like, and this is the crazy part, is, like, okay, I've always loved doing, like, being in front of the camera and being a talent, but now I'm doing radio and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love radio. Like, radio yeah. is so fun to me. Like,
it really is.
I think that I honestly think now, but then again, I still love doing sports broadcasting. Yeah. So I'm like,
I mean, you can always combine it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, what do? Yeah, I could just have, like, my own podcast, bring sports athletes in there, yeah. you know, interview them, be like, what's up? Let's go.
Yeah. When I was in New York, I met a lady. Her name was, Amy Johnson. Mm-hmm. She works for CBS and she has her own little radio show where she talks about sports, like the NFL, okay. NBA,
yeah.
stuff like that. She does that late at night. And then she also has a small segment. I think it's a segment where she has her own show on CBS, like period. In regards to good sports too.
Yeah.
So it's definitely possible.
Yeah.
Just start small. Because I know the theme of when I was in New York at that conference, mm-hmm. they were just like, don't.
Which was sponsored by a broadcasting club, if yeah. anyone was wondering.
But they were basically just saying, don't be afraid to reach out to people.
Yeah.
Like, to make connections.
Yeah.
And also to say yes to every opportunity that you get.
Yes.
Because that'll be, like, your stepping stone to your career, so, whether that's in radio or
exactly.
TV.
With that being said, okay, so since I've already done my in-house internship,
yeah.
I want to do an out-house one now. But, of course, like, it's summer now. I already have my associate. So if I do go to somewhere else, because I can't keep taking classes here because I already have my AA.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do take, the only class I'd want to take here is my outhouse internship. But I feel like that'd be a waste of time if I did that in August. But then again, if I did an outhouse internship, in reality, I don't really feel like I need to go back to school. But I'm only 1 year away from my bachelor's. So I'm like, do I go to another school and like see? But also, I don't know if another school is going to have these outhouse opportunities like we do. But I don't know if I mean, like, I could take it in the summer, but I'm also like, dang, I kind of want to enjoy my summer. And you know that the classes start in literally 2 weeks. Yeah. My birthday is May 31st. I don't plan on being nowhere close to anywhere May 31st.
Well, I would say, well, it's really up to you.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of schools are not as hands-on.
Exactly.
Since we are a smaller school, we are a lot more, we're able to be a lot more hands-on because we have professors that give us that one-on-one attention. Mm-hmm. Say if you transfer to a university like USF or FAMU or wherever you want to go, a lot of them lecture type of classes. Exactly. So you won't be able to get that experience.
Agreed. In all honesty, I think I might just enroll in August and then just take the outhouse internship and then just move it on from there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because, and you have plenty of places to choose from for your, your internship.
And that's why I'm very excited, though. But, I think it should. I don't know.
I think it'll be worth
it. Yeah, that was just something that came into
my mind. Yeah, I think, I mean, it never hurts getting the, more experience before you go to a university to get your bachelor's, especially since you'll pretty much already know the technical stuff, like, to the side of it. Like, you'll have a basic understanding of radio or TV production, and you'll just have, like, a more hands-on experience compared to people who started in university for the degree.
Agreed. So what do you guys feel like is the most valuable thing that you've learned from this class? I want to say to be on time. Be on time, kids. Don't show up late because you're not going to have a job.
Do not
this is be the late. Real word. Also, you gotta be on time.
I feel like another valuable thing to take from this class is definitely be prepared for what you're going to talk about.
Yes.
Because
in general, in life, you can't just come to work just
talking about whatever. You definitely have to have a game plan, especially if something happens. Like, say you're doing something with like co-hosts and they can't come in, you'll at least still have that game plan to continue on without them, at least. But just be prepared and just stay ready for anything, because anything can happen.
Okay, so I'm sorry to do this real quick, but can I request a song for our next song break? Can we listen to Could Have Been by, you guys know? Could Have Been, the song Could Have Been.
Who's it by?
It's Bryson Tiller and,
I think I know that one,
I'm like, dang, guys. Y'all do know it, right? Yes, But, sorry, I just saw that song and I was like, hey, I'm gonna put the chat on. LOL. It's not a chat. Anyways, this is something professional.
Did you say you learned?
To be on time.
Oh, yeah.
What did you learn? You can't use be on time.
What did you learn, Caleb?
Honestly, I think it'd be to step out of my comfort zone.
Yes, I think so too. Because, first of all, you know what I was thinking today? And I didn't bring it up.
Oh, God.
But remember, Kayla was supposed to run the board for the last show.
Yes.
I was thinking that too.
I thought about it, but I didn't want to throw her under the bus.
I was thinking that too.
Is that what we said? Bro. I don't even remember that.
That's what you said. About a good 4 weeks ago, I think it was longer than 4 weeks ago. Like, I feel like this semester alone felt like a whole school year. It seemed like it did. I felt like the amount of we've done, like, what, 17 shows?
I don't even know. It's been a while.
17.
It's been over 10, definitely, because that's how many shows that, like, for my internship, I have to turn in, well, at least do 17 shows in order to keep a higher grade in the class. And I'm like, holy cow. But yeah, there's 16 week classes or 12, 13. Yeah. So that's why I was like, oh my gosh, we have really made it through, y'all. And I'm very proud of everyone.
Yeah.
We be doing
that. That is funny.
We did the damn thing.
We did.
We really did.
We did. I'm I'm excited. It's like a bittersweet moment, but I think I'll always remember, you know, doing my broadcasting in here, where we started from, y'all, because we're only gonna go up from here.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm excited for everyone. Do y'all? What are y'all's plans after? After Friday, school's over.
I'm gonna enjoy my summer.
Hey. I am gonna be still working.
Me too. I think we're all working.
I am gonna be taking classes in the summer.
Good luck.
I gotta take astrology in American government.
Ay, Dios mío. Yeah,
and then I'm gonna do my internship as well.
Are you trying to get it done? You want to get
it done? Yeah, I'm trying to get done.
Get it done ASAP.
Yeah. I would have taken more classes in the summer, but you know.
Yeah. I'm honestly though, angry, like, that's bro. What I'm saying. I'm very grateful that I already have my associate's degree because, like, I do no more prereqs. Like, all I do now is literally just whatever I need for my bachelor's.
I'm literally just doing electives and pretty much my major classes.
Yeah, and that's why, I don't know, I'm very grateful, I will say, because I feel like if I would have had to do, like, core classes this year and prereqs, I would have went crazy.
I do got to take statistics in the fall, and I'm going to die.
Pray. I'm praying for you now because, so listen, boom. First semester, they put me in statistics for a semester A class.
Mm-hmm.
So a summer A student, like the one that's cut in 6 weeks. Stats in 6 weeks, and it was online. Baby, I had to drop that class within a day. I was like, no,
that
I cannot.
Insane.
It was horrible. But the crazy part about stats, and I'm going to let you know something now. Once you learn how to do it, it's like a game. You're like, oh, all I had to do was bum, 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 bum. This is easy, but the process of figuring out how to get there ain't that easy.
Exactly.
But, girl, like, I was in stats. I literally was in, like, I would go to a tutor before class every day and just to make sure, like, I know what I was doing because, like, you got to pass stats. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the amount of tests you take in there, you fail 2 tests and, baby, you're failing. You're done. So, but
no pressure.
That's
any class though, guys. Yeah. Give your brain a break before you do. But you're taking what you said, astrology?
Yeah.
Bless it.
I know.
What's your major?
This, radio and TV broadcasting.
Why are you taking astrology?
It's an elective.
Oh, okay. So you chose astrology.
I didn't choose astrology. It was on my plan.
And you were like, submit.
I'm just following the plan that the advisor made for me.
Makes sense.
But what is that, though? What is that categorized as? Was it science or something?
It's a science.
That's what
I
thought. That's why I was a little confused.
It's a... not environmental science. It's a science, but I can't think of it right now. But, yeah, it's technically a science.
Okay, well, that's why I was like, baby, that's nothing fun to me.
Yeah.
She said, yeah. But, for this... what would you say for after this, I think I'm looking forward to mostly just feeling like a girl again. I'm ready to get my lashes done. I'm ready to
hot
get
girl
my
summer
hair done. I'm ready to go get my nails done. Like, I'm ready to do all that stuff. But I think I'm also like, softball's over for me, guys. Okay, softball's over. We finished our season. I'm done. Remember I told you guys, hung up the cleats? Yes, hung up, they're done. It's like my teammates were crying, right? You know, they're like, they're all sad. I'm like, yeah, it's a bittersweet moment. But for me, I felt like, I think I've been
like, you're free.
Relieved.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, like, it's because, like, I've been tied to the sport for 13 years. And it's not even that. It's been every single day. Like, over summer, we still play softball. So it's like, yes, I'll be sad. But I also feel like it was just my time to go. Like, baby, I came from one school, and it was, and I came here, and it wasn't really, like, everything that I was looking for, so I'm like, there's no way I'm about to go to another school and be like, third time's a charm. No.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue, but also, I told you guys, I haven't been able to really do, like, the radio shows and stuff like that how I want to because of softball, so I'm excited to see what my life is without that and experiencing podcasts and radios and doing stuff that will be super fun to me.
I feel like with that, with sports, it just feels like retiring. Like when
I literally retired.
Yeah. Like when you realize that you can't do this forever.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now it's, cause that was me with volleyball. When I finished my season at another college I was at, I was like, honestly, as much as I love volleyball, I think it's time for me to just, you know.
And, like,
end it. Because it's, like, I love it, but I just need to move on from that.
Because
I've been playing, I played volleyball since I was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe about 10-ish, like, more than 10 years. About that, yeah. So more than 10 years, I've been playing volleyball constantly from fall to summer.
That's, yeah.
Because I also did, yeah, I also did travel volleyball for AAU.
It just keeps going.
So it was constant. So I did fall and travel volleyball pretty much at the same time. Yeah. And then I did it in the summer when we started our conditioning again for the fall season. So it was pretty much like a, just a constant thing. So it was kind of, it got tiring at one point, and it felt like a chore rather than something I loved doing. So that's when I was
agreed. Yeah. It started feeling like, well, it just got to a point where I was like, okay, I have to go. Like, I don't want to go. I have to go. But I think mainly if this year or my 3 years of playing collegiate softball and just these last 3 years have taught me anything, it's just to know that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't look back. Don't look back on the past and then be like, I could have done this, this, or this different. Okay, yeah. It's life. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because you can't change the past.
Exactly.
You
so can't. I think this, it mainly taught me to live in the moment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I'm such like a worrier that I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen here? Or,
yeah.
So, but.
Yeah, so appreciate the moments that you have right now.
I think I definitely will miss playing, but I don't think that it's like. Like, for some of my other roommates, like, they're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing now with my life? I feel like. Softball, I feel like I've always been always thinking about the next step. So I've always been like a step ahead anyway. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I think it's definitely enjoy the little things as well, you know.
Because you never know when it's time to call it quits. But yeah, so
let me put
on
y'all
that on. Note, we are going to be right back after this.
Ziploc notes.
Somebody give me, somebody tell me the answers. Me and you isn't the answer, me and you isn't. Maybe I'm telling myself that, but there ain't nothing that'll change that. What good would it be if I knew how you felt about me? Yeah. It could have been right, but I was wrong. Only think about you and I. Part of me that cared is just gone, and I know that I can't get caught up. We could have been, and we try to pretend every now and again. We don't dream about, don't think about what we could have been. No, I'm holding it in, cause I know in the end, you dream about, I think about what we could have been. We could've been, we could've, damn. Remember the night in Miami. First time you put your arms around me. I'm up reminiscing, and thinking about you isn't helping. Thinking about you doesn't tell me what good it would do if I decide to face the truth. It could've been right, but I was wrong. Only think about you when I'm gone. You only hit me up when she's not home, and that's why I can't get caught up. We could've been, and we try to pretend every now and again. We don't dream about, don't think about what we could've been. Oh, yeah. I'm holding it in, cause I know in the end, you dream about, I think about what we could have been, we could have been, we could have, we could have been, we could have been, we could have been. We should have been,
if I wasn't with somebody, if we gotta hide it, what's the point of trying? I ain't just your friend, no, what's the point of lying? Trying to sell a story, ain't nobody buying. Look me in my eyes, don't that feel nice? Why should it end? Baby, I could've been him or your friend. Just say what and when, where to make a trip. Baby, make a wish, be the one I wish. Should've been a, should've, could've, would have been.
Hey.
Yeah, I would have been.
Damn.
Yeah, I would have been.
I used to smoke. I thought it helped relieve my stress. But then I had open heart surgery. My tip is find healthy ways to cope with stress.
All right. Welcome back to For the Women. You welcome are listening back to us on hawkradio.primostream.com. We're an official radio station of HGC. I'm Tyra.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Kai.
And yeah, so what else did you enjoy about this radio show?
How open we all just were with each other, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I think we just had a very good yeah. group, and it made it worth the while.
Yeah.
You
know, can y'all believe we did not know each other at the start of the semester at all?
0%.
At all. And we just like grouped up and we're like, let's just all do right, for the women,
go.
Bro.
Let's go.
We got so lucky.
I know.
We got so lucky having each other.
Yeah, because we saying? All can relate with each other. We all get yeah. along. It's always a good time.
It's always fun. And yeah. it's like the conversations like flow so smoothly. And it's like nothing awkward. It was just...
We just all like get it. Like,
yeah. We just clicked right off the yeah. right off the bat.
Yeah. I feel like we're all similar when it comes to certain things. But other than that, yeah, no, I think this school year I was very excited for that mainly.
Yeah.
That like, you know, I got to be grouped with people who... appreciate my presence and I appreciate theirs. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Agree.
Honestly, I was prepared to do a show by myself again, like yeah. I usually do for my internships.
Mm-hmm.
But this was fun. It was nice.
Super fun, yeah. yeah. I was going to say, but like doing this show for my internship, that's what I was so scared about, is like just talking for myself for an hour. But
yeah.
I'm like, just like, yeah, Kai, so anyways, girl, it talking gets, to myself.
I can't
like,
imagine.
What?
I can't
it gets so
imagine.
Tiring talking to yourself.
I know Kayla can't imagine it.
I cannot imagine that for real.
Yeah. I just could not do it. It was a lot, but
where's the conversation? I don't even understand. How
where's
to
the
do
conversation?
That. Where is this?
You're
a
just
conversation
talking to
within
yourself.
Yourself? Yeah, yeah, just within the chat.
Exactly.
Oh, so question, real quick. Sorry to get off topic. So JT and Young Miami are beefing. Did anyone
are
hear about
they?
That? Apparently, they're beefing. The girls are beefing
again.
They said the city's getting
was
torn
just
up.
I say that again.
Again,
yeah.
yes, yeah. So I guess they still beefing. I don't even know what it's about, but.
Mm.
Probably JT probably wrote sideways about Young Miami. I don't know. Oh, it's so funny. Got me looking at him sideways.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that song?
Of course.
Mm-mm.
Sideways. Sideways is our last song. We're
sideways
to.
By JT?
Yep. Yes, ma'am. But okay, like we said though, no bars. Oh, don't even get me started. She ate with no bars.
She really did though.
She ate. Like, I don't care that it's 5 minutes long.
Oh,
I'm singing
oh,
every...
Sideways. I heard about that song.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it. Like,
yes,
I didn't listen to
yes.
it.
So we're going to put you on.
But I heard people didn't
you're
like
gonna...
that song.
Well.
I heard people say it wasn't good, though.
It wasn't.
That new one she just dropped? Okay.
Sideways. Oh, the new one? I haven't heard that one yet.
That's
no.
a good one. That's a good one, too.
So should we listen to the new one? Okay, then?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. LOL. Sorry. But yeah, I'm very... All right, I'm excited. I actually saw her post her saying that her music video was out today. So
oh.
that was funny because I was just like, oh.
Look at
I was
that.
A little
we
like, okay,
for
let me
one
look at
right
that
here,
too.
Music video and
hey,
a song.
Yeah, I'm going to have
yeah.
to come over there and be like, watching over JT, like, oh my goodness.
Literally.
Must be nice. But no, I'm sorry. I think her, when I say, like, every time I think of No Bars, it makes me think of the fall whenever me and my roommates used to go out to Ybor and used to, you know, No Bars. And they'd play it in the club. Girl. At that point, it was No Bars. Ate it up.
Yeah.
Got it off the floor, picked it up. Let's go. It was a great time. But I'm glad that time's over. I'm too grown for that now.
Oh.
So I'm about to be 21.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been looking at like birthday stuff. So I had even looked at, I low-key want to do a birthday shoot, y'all.
You should.
Like a photo shoot.
Oh, most
but
definitely.
I haven't, you know. I haven't, like, I'm like, oh my gosh.
There's a lot of good photographers around here.
Yeah, that's what my mom was saying.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The school emailed me about some financial aid award. I don't know what they're talking about.
Probably a grant or something.
Yeah, but, like, it's over.
Like, what do you mean?
The school year's over.
For, are you taking something in the semester? Like, summer? Mm-mm. Are you not doing the internship in the summer?
Probably not the summer. I'll probably do it in...
Then it'll probably just go to your fall semester, whatever you got.
Yeah. Interesting. Tara, what did you guys enjoy the most of this semester? Like, not just radio show, just in general. What was your favorite thing this semester?
Let's see. Honestly, just not having homework. Like, I just do projects.
Agreed.
And then
agreed.
I don't have to do anything at home. I just do the projects here. And
it's the no tests for me.
Yeah. Hey. No exams, no tests, no final projects, no final exams.
Yeah, I definitely do appreciate how much it is hands-on.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're not reading from a textbook. You don't have to study, like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Things like that. Agreed. It's more of, like, you have to learn as you go.
Yeah.
And
agreed.
Actually do it.
Yeah.
I'm a more hands-on learner anyway, so it really works out perfectly for me, honestly.
Yeah, I like hands-on stuff, too, because it's just, like, I feel like it's easier to learn hands-on because it's, like, then you could take what you learn and apply it in real life.
Agreed.
And you have that experience, so you'll know right off the top of your head of what to do rather than just studying in a textbook and having to memorize what you have to do.
Yeah, I think I definitely would prefer in-person classes over...
That's what online. I try to at least do in-person classes. If I have to do hybrid, that's fine, but I prefer in-person classes so I can just be hands-on and have that one.
But also, like, I mean, it gets you up for the day, you know? It gets you motivated. Like, well,
and you can get into a routine.
Not really motivated, but you got to get up, so...
Yeah.
Motivated... Yeah.
I definitely did, like you said, though, not having to take homework. Girl, that is, like, my biggest thing. I love that. And then being how these classes are more, like you said, hands-on, like, being the fact that we're grown-ups now, so we're treated like grown-ups. So they're like, if you don't do your work, then that's solely on you. Like, that has nothing to do with me. I think there's hair on this mic, y'all. Sorry, it's an ASMR. No, there was just hair on the mic. I'm trying to get it off. I don't know if it's like fuzz right here, but that definitely was my favorite thing. I agree with you 1,000%.
That's actually a really good point. I didn't even think about that.
What
about
no homework?
Yeah,
it's just because I working and then going to school is so tiring, bro.
Girl, I can
imagine
only
having to write essays like every week.
That's
and
what
things
I'm
like
saying.
That. Like, things like that are essential.
That's probably going to be me in this American government class this semester.
Oh, bless it. I don't even know why Kayla brought it up.
Once I do my internship, oh, man. I'm about to go back to working part-time. And
really?
Yeah. For
well,
now.
I mean, yeah, because the internship is almost its own job.
Yeah.
So, I have a question. So, everyone knows about the authenticator? Like, whenever... Nothing else makes me madder in life than having to sign into that thing, just to even sign into HCC.
I just do it another way every time.
It's not even letting me sign in, and I'm like, okay, then I'm just not going to answer.
Does it not say sign into another way?
No. But, like, it's working on my phone, but it's not, like... Okay, now it's transferring over. I just had to do it 3 times, guys. Don't worry. Don't worry. So other than that, what is the main thing that like for summer that you are? Do you guys have anything? Any big trips planned? Like anything special?
Yeah. At the end of July, my family's going on a cruise.
Okay.
We usually do a trip every year for my great grandma's birthday. She passed away like 11 years ago, but we still like do the trip in memory for her. So like my granny and her sisters, they all like just plan a trip, go anywhere.
I love that.
So we're going on a cruise to the Bahamas for a few days. Yeah, and then I'm going to
the Bahamas, baby. Yeah. Have a time.
And then at the beginning of July, I'm going to this convention for a few days.
What kind?
Anime convention, MetroCon. Yeah, I'm gonna spend so much money. It's so expensive, bro. Just to meet the voice actors. Like last time I went last year, I met Ian Sinclair. He's a pretty well-known voice actor. He's in a lot of stuff. Just to get a photo and like an autograph with him, it was like $60.
Holy cow! See, but I was worth it though. But I guess my thing though is like, if you're famous and you're doing all this,
he's famous.
This, but this is my thing though.
Yeah,
if you're famous and you're doing all this, this and this, why am I paying $60? You're already getting paid. No, you're already getting money. You don't need my $60.
That's I guess that's true, but it really just depends on like who the person is to you. Because it depends in reality,
because I think it's different for voice actors. Like, I don't know if I don't think voice actors get paid that much compared to like.
I think being famous is being famous. If other people know of you and you have a lot of people that engage in your content or whatever the case may be, then it don't really matter. Because like, if Mariah the Scientist was doing a meet and greet, I would pay. I don't care how much I would pay. I don't care.
But we also gotta take into account a lot of actors actually don't even get paid that well.
Dang, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because I know Taraji P. Henson, she's been talking about it for a while, how she doesn't get paid that much, really. A lot of female actors do not get paid that much. Do not get paid well, at least. Yeah.
Because they're women.
The patriarchy.
We need to stop this madness.
Yeah.
Y'all love Brad Pitt, okay, and we love Angelina Jolie, so let's go. Sorry, guys, had to do it some. I'm excited that I got the opportunity to do the podcast this year, and I'm excited that I got to do it with you guys. It was very great. Truly, truly, truly loved it. I think I learned a lot from here. I had fun, I will say. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun when we did our, like, you know how they did popcorn review? That's basically what we did. Just sip some tea. You know, we learned about all the new tea. Bigfoot, Nikki, Glorilla. Like, I mean, we talked about it all. We literally got in everyone's dirt, got down and dirty. We did our big ones.
As we should.
And I'm proud of everyone for doing that, of course.
It's crazy, though, because I was so nervous.
I was going to say nervous. I already knew you were nervous.
Stop it. I really was. I'm just not like, I don't know. I don't be putting myself out there like that.
But that's great that you were able to, but like, how do you feel now though? Like, what's the biggest difference? Now you're more comfortable?
This is the crew.
This is exactly
the
crew. Like,
these are the girls.
Exactly. For the women. Like, these literally, are the women. Like, let's go. Let's do it.
It all worked out though.
It definitely did. I'm excited that it worked out in our favor.
No, literally.
Yeah. I think we had a great time, a great crew, and I hope that everyone enjoyed our little chats, our little sessions that we had.
Our little yapping sessions.
But the bad part, though, is, like, it's already 11:42, and, like, we just talk. Like, we just talk, and they'll be like, oh, you want to take a music break 10 minutes ago. And I was like, sorry, I'm still talking. Let me stop.
No, you're fine.
But I'm saying, like, that's what the energy in this room was always very nice and very good. When's y'all's last class?
Thursday.
My last class is tomorrow. That's my last podcast for my intern. And then I have to turn in my day in the life, which I made a day in the life of a softball player. It was on my sophomore night, so I made it on there. And I have to turn that in before Friday, and I'm almost done editing it, and then I'm done.
Oh, that's a fact. I have a project due on Friday.
And then I'm done. For what class?
Intro to Broadcasting.
What project is it?
He's a final project. He was like, you can do it on whatever you want. Just turn it in.
Is that with Sims?
Yeah.
I took it with him last year. Now I have film to cinema, some along those lines.
Oh, I think I got to take that too, actually.
Yeah, I just took all that. But I think this year definitely. So what's the biggest takeaway from the school year?
Oh my gosh, I should have recorded. Oh my gosh, I probably. I'm so sorry. I'm having a revelation to myself right now.
Let us know.
I probably could have, like, recorded our session here
and
turned it in as my final project.
Yeah.
What the heck? I didn't even think about that.
Well, you could download it.
No, she like record like make like a the day in the life thing.
Oh.
Yeah, remember what we were talking about? Well, what are you doing for the rest of your day?
Just record yourself getting the stand up.
I'm gonna go home and take a nap.
Yeah, do that. So be like, come with me, record yourself leaving out of here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then go record yourself in the stand up. And then be like, I'm gonna go take a nap, y'all. I'm gonna take a nap. See y'all when I get up. And then take them with you to dinner and everything. Bam.
That is content. We're talking content right here, guys.
Yeah, guys. I had to record content the other day. I was freaking out.
Somebody's great on the line here. This is
important. That's what I'm saying. Like, and it's due Friday, y'all. She just thought about it.
You got 3 days. Just thought about it.
That's so true. I mean, I was gonna do like a weekend vlog type thing.
Oh, that but it's due Friday, baby.
But no, oh, sweetie, so I was gonna do it this like the last weekend.
So like weekend
because I had the concert and stuff.
How was the concert? 10 out of 10.
10 out of 1,000 or 1,000 out of 10.
I was like, dang, it sucks. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm glad for you. Yes.
She was so good.
So I think we should wrap up our show with Sideways or Okay. And then it's been a pleasure, guys. I'm excited that I'm able to put my voice out there and get my dip my little big toe in the water. I'm excited. And I love doing this with y'all. For the women, always for the women. So whenever you guys see a book called For the Women, y'all two better read it because y'all know I wrote it. And the listeners better read it as well.
I know, that's right. As long as I mention it in the book, I'll read it.
Yes, I'm be like, girl, I really got this thing from my two girls.
Yeah, give me a shout
out. And put your address on there. I'm like, send them flowers.
No, yeah, it really was fun. The way it everything flowed, the structure of the class and things like that. It was a good semester. I do recommend people to take.
Highly recommend it.
Highly.
Especially five if you're a hands-on learner. Yes. This is definitely the type of class
it's
for you.
It's super fun. Like, once you learn how to do the board and everything, girl, I love it.
Yeah.
I love playing my music, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in my internship, I have, like, some SZA playing in the background while, like, I'm interviewing someone. I really like that vibe, too.
Yeah.
Wish I could dim the lights in here, throw some candles on. Like, let's go. I'm just joking. But on that note, guys, it's been amazing. Thank you guys so much for listening to us. You guys listen to us on official HTC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com.
For the women.
Yes, for the women. We're about to tune out and listen to OK by JT, and it's clean. Period.
Period.
I ain't friendly. I don't f*** with y'all. Try to take who it ain't enough for y'all. So phony got me looking at him sideways. It'll never be the same mother the old days. Pretty in the face, but my attitude stank. Either way, this still going to the bank. I'm up now, I give a f*** what you think. I'm up now, I give a f*** what you think. Look me in my eyes, can't name a better. Hopping out the range with the Waukesha leather. I can't unblock you, no boy, not never. If you really care, write a letter. Riding solo and I'm still in the group. Biggest in my city and I'm still in the coupe. Beefing with who? Not you. Who the baddest? Not you. I ain't friendly. I don't f*** with y'all. Try to take who it ain't enough for y'all. So phony got me looking at him sideways. It'll never be the same mother the old days. Pretty in the face but my attitude stank. Either way this still going to the bank. I'm up now, I give a f*** what you think. I'm up now, I give a f- what you think. I'm PMS and stay the f- out my way. Got a good lawyer that'll take off the case. Got a Haitian that'll take off your face. On house arrest, but he's still on the way. Whew. It's that good, I swear. Made him f- up his re-up and he still care. I'ma trip you the passport to f- with me. The way this sitting in his shirt, he know it's surgery. I'm just a real bad. Nah, I'm too solid, I'm a real bad. So phony got me looking at him sideways. It'll never be the same mother the old. I ain't friendly. I don't f*** with y'all. Try to take who it ain't enough for y'all. So phony got me looking at him sideways. It'll never be the same mother the old day. Pretty in the face but my attitude stank. Either way this still going to the bank. I'm up now, I give a f*** what you think. I'm up now, I give a f*** what you think.
you shout it out, but I can't hear a word you say. I'm talking loud, not saying much. I'm criticized, but how I are, but that's because shoot me down, but I get up. I'm bulletproof.
You are listening to Hawk Radio, Hillsboro Community College.
Your love anymore.
Rumor has it. tell a story that I cannot bear to hear. Just cause I said it, it don't mean that I meant it. People say crazy things. Just cause I said it, don't mean that I meant it. Just cause you heard. He's the one I'm leaving you for.
Watching the night sky, or a beautiful sunrise. Well, there's so much they hold, and just like them old stars, I see that you've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up. And when you're needing your space to do
good
some
afternoon.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Popcorn and Review.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our final show of the semester. You're listening to Popcorn and Review, a weekly talk show about movies, how we watch them, and why we watch them. Okay. Welcome, ladies. Welcome. I am Mariana.
I'm Sheila.